from the Boston Sports Journal. It's Greg Bedard with us. Hi, Greg.
What's up, fellas?
All right, Greg, where do you start on this one? We had a tough time figuring out where we should start. Where would you start?
Well, I mean, I think where I would start is if you had worries, which I'm sure Jim did because he is Big Jim Worry, if you had worries, concerns about this Patriots team heading into this season, basically all of those concerns and worries were on display, whether it was the lack of explosion, targets for Tom Brady in the passing game, whether it was the team speed on defense, guys like Dante Hightower looking slow and out of it, the safeties, McCourty, Chung before he went out with a concussion. Basically maybe some of the depth at offensive tackle. Basically, any concerns that you had about this team, they all reared their head in this game, and they were all an issue.
So what of those concerns, Greg, do you think is the most real? I mean, you know, like these, we've seen this team have these kind of one-off real ugly games early in seasons before, but what do you think is the most maybe unfixable issue that you saw today?
Yeah, I mean, let me first say that I'm not going to overreact to this game, just like I didn't about the Texans game in week one. It's September. If we've learned anything about this Patriots team, it's to throw September out. Like, you shouldn't even tune in until October because they went 2-2. The sky was falling in 14. They win the Super Bowl. They went 2-2 last year, lost one more game the rest of the year, went to the Super Bowl. I think – If there's one thing that you think is going to be a concern all year, I think it would have to be Tom Brady and his targets against good defenses. Will that be alleviated a little bit when Edelman comes back? Yeah, maybe, probably. But still, I mean, you look at it, I think his average yards per attempt was 5.9. That's ridiculously low for him. It's the lowest since he had 5.4 in the similar loss to the Dolphins near the end of last year. Out of his pass attempts, he had only attempted 6 over 10 yards and only one was completed. I mean, you can win a lot of games against Buffalo and the Jets and Miami and some of the crappy teams that they play, but against the good teams, against good defenses, you know, you're going to have to make plays down the field. And right now, the way they're constituted, especially if Brady's not going to throw to Gronk a lot, which he didn't today for some reason, they're going to have a tough time being explosive on offense, and that's just a tough way to win in this league.
Do you feel like Rob Gronkowski was open more and Brady didn't take advantage?
I do. And I actually talked for a while about Tayshaun Gibson, who was on Gronk most of the day. And I asked him, I said, you saw the film from last week. I mean, Gronk had like three people draped all over him, and Brady was throwing him the ball, and they were completing passes. I said, were you surprised that they didn't throw to him more? And he's like, yeah, I was, especially like inside the 25, where I think maybe Gronk got one look in the red zone. I mean, that's not good enough. I mean, unless they're trying to avoid injury for some reason, and they didn't want to expose him against this hard-hitting defense, which – I don't really think is the case. I mean, there's not really an excuse for that. I'm sorry. I would rather go to Rob Gronkowski covered if I'm going to go down in a game than I am, you know, dumping it off to Sony Michel in the red zone. I think that Brady should have been more aggressive, and I think when he goes back and watches the film in this game, he's going to realize he should have. But you do kind of have to balance. Like, are you going to throw balls in the seam to Gronk every week? How long is he going to last? So I think that was part of the calculation in all this.
What did you make of Sony Michel's day?
It was a dud. There wasn't much there, but that one 15-yard run, that was one of the more impressive plays that I've seen from him all offseason, all training camp, before he got hurt, all that stuff. So there was a flash there. For the first time watching Sony Michel, I saw a flash of why he was drafted in the first round. And, you hope that he can build off of that, but it's going to be tough to see against this defense that is, you know, as good as he is, and it's tough to run against.
Does Eric Rowe rebound from this, his performance?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I still think Rowe is a good player. Players are going to have games like this. Malcolm Butler had games like this. I do think that it was a little bit of a tough mismatch for him and you know, maybe wasn't ideal. I think Cole was a little too fast for him. And, you know, maybe they should have rethought things a little bit more. But it was definitely a tough day for him. He owned up to it after the game, which is a good sign. But, you know, they don't have a whole lot of options. So, you know, I mean, maybe if Casey Jackson comes back, you know, he can get in the mix. But right now it's either Roe or Jason McCourty. And now that Chung's down with a concussion, there will probably be a bunch of dominoes.
Greg, you're always watching the film. I feel like you like all the little things in the game. So for as much as Bill Belichick always stresses situational awareness and how this team has consistently outsmarted the competition for like the last two decades, were you surprised how they botched that punt with 8 minutes left and not drawing the encroachment in the fourth quarter?
It was terrible, Murray. I mean, you know, if you're going to keep eight special teams players just to play on special teams and you're going to pay them a decent portion of your salary cap, they have to make plays like that. That botched the game. That basically ruined any chance that they had to come back in this game. And it's inexcusable. I mean, everybody who plays football knows if they jump into the neutral zone, you snap the ball or you go offside something. And that, you know, Belichick was irate and he should have been. And that's just inexcusable. The Patriots should be smarter than that. They're not right now for some reason. But, I mean, Brandon King is here for some reason. I don't know what it is. It should be for that.
You would think, as I was telling Murray earlier, for all the guys in this team that are great special teamers, you got to be great special teamers if you want to hold on to the roster spot. Like Brandon King has his roster spot for being a great special teamer. That's not what he was today. So I think you're right about that, Greg. Going to something that is, you know, someone who's not on the Patriots, and that would be Josh Gordon. Think there's any chance the Patriots get involved?
I would tend to doubt it. I know in the past they've had a ton of concerns about his off-field issues, and I think they're more than just pot. I mean, I think that you're dealing with a lot of things, depression, other things. That is just, you know, a handful. I wouldn't totally rule it out because I think especially a game like this just shows how they just lack explosion on the outside and need somebody. I would probably rather take my chances with Dez Bryant than Josh Gordon, but, you know, who knows? We'll have to see what happens.
All right, Greg, appreciate your time. As always, we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks, guys.